Good afternoon, Audio Boo. It really is a surprise, isn't it? Now we've not got the dum 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 dum. Yes, I know we don't really need it, but those 3 seconds are quite useful to compose yourself. They really are. So, I'm out on the bike today. The first time in quite a while, because I've been running a lot, actually, of late, so it was time to dust the bike off, oil up the chain, free up the gears, and get myself out on the bike. The reason I've not been running today is because I've not got enough time to run this particular route. Down some nice bridleways and along an old railway line. And it creates quite a nice circular route from my house of around about four. Actually, I think it's six. This route is 6 miles. And it's just one of those days where I needed to get out today. I needed to get out on the bike, out in the fresh air. I've been on nights, but all today I've been waiting in for the postman. The postman finally arrived, but all I'll say is what he brought wasn't right, so I had to get on the phone to the people that sent it. Oh, backwards and forwards, backwards and forwards. Regardless, I'm out on the bike now, so all's well with the world. This particular part of the route is a bridleway, and it's over an old area that was open cast, well, must be 15 years ago. In fact, it was 15 years ago, because I can remember when they finished and they started to fill the top of it back in. So it would have been 1999, which was the year that I left secondary school, high school you could call it. There was a particular lane that they had to close off when they open cast this area, and the lane was quite a popular cut through that my stepfather used to take quite a lot over a railway line, the main line from Nottingham to Chesterfield, that route, just north of a place called Alfreton. And they've turned it, as they do with these sort of things, they've turned it into a nice country park. Obviously, it all looks fake and man-made, but it's green nonetheless, so I suppose that's a start. I live on the border, really, between an area that was heavily mined and then an area that was heavily quarried. The area here in northeast Derbyshire and with the border with Nottinghamshire was heavily mined for coal. And then, literally just over the hill from me, it was quarried for limestone, places like Ashover. There's numerous quarries there, and also iron ore and things like that. So there are scars on the landscape that have been left by man, and their endless drive or endless need to find resources. So I'll stop for one moment before I get back towards the road. I think it might have been Rucksack Rose. She was talking about walking in a country park. Forgive me if it wasn't Rose. She was saying that it's rolling hills, but you can tell it's not the natural landscape that it once was. It all looks so man-made, and obviously I know this part is. But now the birds are singing, and the trees have been here for some 15 years now. They've really taken hold. The scars are healing, slowly but surely. And I'm sure once this eventually becomes forest, albeit silver birch, there are an odd few of the really old trees left scattered around. But it'll look nice, and it is a nice place to come just to get out of the way. There is a minor B road just 300 metres away from me now. I've just finished my loop. I'm about to get back onto the road and head the final mile or so back home. But it's good to be out. It's good to be back out on the bike again. The weather is reasonable. High cloud. Quite dark clouds, actually, but I don't think it's going to rain. I had flashbacks a moment ago. I came upon a couple of guys staring to the sky. And I thought, oh, what's this? And I heard them saying to another gentleman, I had my headphones in, I was just zoning out totally. I heard them saying, it's on its way up, but I think it's about to come down. And I looked up in the sky, and what did I see? It was a drone. So I had flashbacks. The feel of dread sunk back into me once again from the time when I lost my drone. I have no idea. Well, they weren't the guys that were flying it, but I could blatantly see that it was. So they'd either... It was really high, almost at the cloud base, but you could clearly make out that it was just something that was drifting along, and I could see that it was drone-shaped. And it looked like they'd obviously gone out of range. They'd gone too high, got out of range, and it was just doing its own thing. I eventually lost sight of it after a while, and everyone went about their business. The guys carried on down towards the lake fishing. One guy carried on the other way, walking his dog, and I went about my business on the bike. And you can hear the aforementioned train line in the background now. When they open cast this area, they built another branch for railway coaches to pull into. To minimise local impact, they took all the coal that they managed to get out of here, some 500,000 tonnes of it. They took it all away via rail to minimise impact, probably to minimise protest from the locals, of which I was one of them, because I grew up in the village next to this. But as I say, I'm used to, when I was growing up, this area being mined, and also there was the pit in a little village called Morton, which is where I spent a lot of my years growing up. And I remember the house that we moved into in, it would have been 1980, probably 87, something like that. The view from my bedroom window was fields, as it still is now in the house that my parents still own. But there was the pit tip there from the open cast, and I always thought that it looked like Ayers Rock. Obviously, well, not specifically obviously, but a lot of my followers would know that I spent a lot of time in Australia. I was born out there. My father's side of the family still live out there, so there's always been the obsession with Australia for me. And to have a mound or a hill out of the bedroom window that looked like Ayers Rock just strengthened that obsession. And it's right at the forefront of the mind at the moment, the link with Australia. It's my father's birthday tomorrow, or now in fact, because it will be past midnight now. It's my father's 51st birthday, so happy birthday to him. This time 10 years ago, I was just preparing to come back from Australia after a 9-month stay. And more so now than ever, the thought of Australia is right at the forefront of my mind. It's on my mind all the time. Right, I'm going to go and ride really fast, tire myself out, and release some of the stress. Okay, thanks for listening to me ramble on while I ride the bike. Okay, I'll speak to you all again soon. But as always, bye for now.